All right, it's repeated or deleted. I have the band, the Barking Owls, in the studio with me, or part of the band. I have Eric in here and Andy. Hello, sirs.
Hello.
I got Eric on vocals and guitar, and Andy, you're on banjo, mandolin, guitar, and vocals.
He does all those at once.
I was going to ask. I mean, do you do that all at once? Did you have to one-up Eric?
Sometimes. Yeah.
That's very cool. That's very cool. Well, you can see this band in action, the Barking Owls, and you guys are from around here. Where are you from originally? Eric, where are you from?
Sorry. I'm from Ohio originally.
Okay.
I live in Kimberly now.
Okay. What about you, Andy?
I'm actually from Twin Falls.
So. Are you guys playing in the area anytime soon?
We are. We are playing at Cucina Gemelli. That's right. And this month is the end of Cucina Gemelli.
Oh, really?
Sadly.
Dang.
It's true. Very good food, and there will be some very good music. They typically have jazz on Fridays, which our bass player, Adam Crofts, often plays at. We will be playing Saturday, September 15th, 22nd, and 29th from 6:30 to 9:30. And we will also be at The Anchor on Wednesday, September 19th, I believe at 8 to 10-ish. And I will be doing a solo show.
Nice.
So you won't see all the owls, but you could see me at Hands-On on October 5th.
Their first Friday.
They do their first Friday events.
Nice. So what if people want to find out more about the Barking Owls? Do you have like a specific website or anything you want to plug?
We have a very specific website. You have to type it in exactly, or else it won't get you there. TheBarkingOwls.com. Sorry for being such a smart ass.
Well, now I expect
it.
No, okay, it's me. Okay, I kind of feel special now. Okay. So how long has the band actually been together and been playing together?
The four of us have been together. I think the fourth member joined in April or May.
And I'm looking at your members and Matt Marsh, pen and paper. So I assume he's the songwriter. Do you guys ever contribute the songwriting also, or?
Pretty much all the songs I either wrote or co-wrote with Matt.
Okay.
We have a song or two that Andy wrote with us too.
Gotcha. Very cool.
So
I was going to peg you as the writer. So,
What's that?
I don't know, just the smart assness and the personality. I don't know. And you guys kind of peg yourselves as indie pop, all country rock, and the song title totally matches. But can you kind of explain what the song is about?
No, this was a song that our nameless co-writer.
Okay. Guy we can't mention.
Send me some lyrics to you. Often that's how we write songs together. He sends me a mass of lyrics and then I throw a melody on it and I rearrange it, add things, change things. And it's a story about some, I don't know.
A country boy?
Redneck country boy. And I use the term redneck in the most loving possible way. And some girl has fallen for him and her friends all think he's a loser. But he's really got this sweet
I like it.
Sort of interior or personality or whatever.
Let's do the lightning round. Favorite color, Eric?
Brown.
Andy?
Green.
I like green, okay. Brown, huh?
No props for brown?
That's my first time I've heard brown. I'm born on St. Patty's Day, so I can't not like green. Okay. Dog or cat, Eric?
You mean to eat or what?
Well, that'd be my first. I don't know. I mean, I was thinking of a pet. But, you know, do you eat them?
No.
Never mind, I'm not going to say anything.
Clarify.
Okay, that's perfectly normal.
Dog.
Chinese or Italian.
I didn't say it, he did. So, sorry, dog or cat?
Dog.
Dog? Andy?
I'm a dog guy.
Okay, two dog men. All right, blonde, brunette, or ginger to eat?
I didn't say it.
That's... Go ahead, Eric.
I accept all applicants.
Good answer. Andy?
Brunette.
All right, brunette. Ooh, someone...
I have to say that because my wife is brunette.
Oh, smart man. Okay. You'd think more and more bands would figure that out, but they're getting there. Okay, so this is musically related. Okay, so if the Barking Owls were to headline a show, this is your fantasy, so where would you play? Anywhere in the world, anywhere in the universe. And who's going to open for you guys, and they can be dead or alive.
All right. Probably would be a better show if they were alive, though.
I don't know. I like zombies as long as they're not eating my brain, but...
I'd love to have the old 97s open for us.
Okay.
Although, that might be disappointing to the fans of the old 97s. I'd like to play Austin City Limits, although I don't think they actually record those with bands opening for another band. This is the Barking Owls with Long Tall Country Boy on 98.3 The Snake. That was Long Tall Country Boy by the Barking Owls on Repeat It or Delete It.